Hey guys, how y'all doing now? Afa. Okay, so this is Damola of Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl, and it's another beautiful Friday in the city of Ibadan. And you're listening to your favorite Ibadan Girl. I don't know why I'm smiling, I don't know why I'm happy at all, because I actually do not have an episode today. I put it on my status yesterday that tomorrow is Friday and I don't have any episode to do. I had plans on how to go around the month, like with the episodes and all, but then I think for about last week my plans got scattered and it affected like to this week soon, and I'm like, okay, what am I gonna do? So this is like my most unscripted episode. I absolutely do not know what to say right now. I don't know, but I know that something must come out from me to you guys, because I'm not going to disappoint anyone. Sorry if my voice sounds a little bit cloudy. I kind of have, is it catarrh? I caught the flu. I'm a little bit indisposed, but then like I started medications already. So I hope you guys had an amazing week. So let me just teach you guys about my week before I think of what else to say. So my week was not bad. Like, I think this week kind of flew. I mean, it fly, but this week was quite fast, and it wasn't the best week for me, because I had some orders for a day, and in as much as I was excited about, oh okay, I'm doing this thing, that thing, this, it got scattered at a point, like not scattered like from my hand, but the delivery process, and it kind of like weakened me to a point, because at the point I had to actually refund one of the customers, and the other customers complained, and I'm like, God, who did I offend? I was really, really pissed actually, because I was just wondering. Thank God one of my students was with me, my ex-student, and like she was there to like, because when I saw what I sent out, and I'm like, okay, what happened on the way? And I was just really, really down and all shy. But then it like passed through, but it affected a better part of that day, and also the flow of the week, because I could not even have imagined that something like that would happen. So I think basically that overall my week was not bad. Certain experiences just like helped to shape up the whole week. So I don't know how your week was, but then I hope you had like a fantastic week, like something that was sure better than mine. This week was quite cold. There was rain, like rain was just, I don't know, I think that's why I got like this cold thing from an OSHA. So today, before I move on to what I don't know that I want to say, I want to give a very big shout out to everyone that listened to the last episode of the podcast. Like, the feedbacks that came in were actually really good, and if you've not listened to it, you can always listen to it again. I talked about it's totally okay to start again, and I got a lot of responses from people about how starting again has actually up them. Really, it was really touching, honestly. So someone shared a relationship comment or feedback about how you can always start again in your relationship, and also putting yourself in the other person's shoes and realizing that you yourself safe has come. So I'm glad that a lot of people could actually relate to that episode, and also that they also sent me feedback. So please, if you're of the habit of always listening to my podcast and not sending me feedback, I'm looking at you with my two eyes right now. That, what's wrong now? Are we fighting? Is that somebody offend you? Maybe I offend you. I don't know, because your feedbacks actually mean a lot to me, because it helps me want to always do something. For instance, now today, like I said, I basically do not actually have a topic, but then I'm like, I have to put something out there for people that will be expectant of this Friday's episode. So I want to say that I don't have anything to say. And this is funny, but then it's actually, I don't know if it's disappointing that I actually don't have something to say. But so I was thinking of doing something actually very unusual. I don't know how I thought about it, but then it actually came to my thoughts, and I said I was going to put a trial to you. So I actually wanted to like pray with everybody that is listening to me right now, because I feel that in as much as I do a lot of talking and encouragement, oh it's okay to start again, don't give up, require and everything, I feel like a part of me wants to pray for you wholeheartedly concerning whatever situation it is that you're facing. So let's do this. Okay, so we thank God for this opportunity. We give him all the glory, we give him all the honor, because he alone deserves everything. He alone is the reason why we are here. He alone is the reason for our existence. We worship his name. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Words are not enough to explain how much you mean to us. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for provision. Thank you for protection. We thank you for family. We thank you for friends. Thank you for even things that we do not have yet. Lord, we bless your name. Heavenly Father, we come before you this day. We say that we are absolutely nothing without you, and we know that with you all things are possible. I don't know, but whatever it is that anybody listening to me right now has actually been going through, Holy Spirit, I want you to be a comforter to that person. I want you to be there for them. I want them to see you in a new dimension. I also want them to see that situation in a new dimension. I want you to put light forth for them. Whatever thing they are struggling with, depression, anything that it is that they are struggling with, Father Lord, I say that you let them come out of this. That thing will not swallow them up. Whatever it is that is about to throw in the towel, Lord, I say that you be with them. Lord, I say that let them see joy. Give them joy. Give them peace in spite of it all. Lord, let them know that you are always there for them. You are always there to help. Even when we can't see you, we know that you're always there to help. Even if anybody has had a terrible week, a terrible past, Lord, let them know that you are there to help them, and you are going to see them through whatever situation it is. Let them know that your love is sufficient for them. Let them know that words alone cannot do it, but with your help you will do them. And you do not just want to push them ahead to do it, but you are going to walk them through it. Whatever it is that is having issues with relationship, friendship, family, finance, business, direction, oh Lord, I say that you create light for them. Let them see light. Let them see light. Lead them, because nobody else can lead you in the right way apart from him. Lord, we say that you lead them. Their next decision, those that are about to take decisions that would cost them, or that would determine their life, Lord, I say that you make this decision with them. Do not make them make a mistake. Let them make decisions knowing fully well that you are behind them. Do not let the devil have a better part of their life, but let them of their life be given unto you. Oh Lord, we thank you. Lord, we worship you. Thank you because you know that every situation turn around to be testimonies. Oh Lord, we exalt your name. So that need purpose, assurance, and all. Lord, let them know that all of these things can be found inside of you. Reveal yourself more to them. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so if you have probably something you want to tell me, maybe feedback on this particular episode, or you want me to also pray with you, like we could actually do a voice call or a video call, anyone that it is that's coming in for you on concerning different issues, maybe you want to anything basically. I think that is what I want to do today. So just hit me up in my DM. You could send me a message on Instagram at KG with Damola. You could also send me a message on WhatsApp at 0818361-5175. You could also send me a DM on Twitter at Damola Olagbade, or on Facebook Oluwadamola Olagbade. God bless you and remain blessed. Bye.